Hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
We did exactly what needed to be done in order to catch those who were guilty on 9/11 and to prevent a further attack. And we were successful on both parts.
This report says it was not successful.
The report's full of crap.
Fighting for Idaho.
The president has the legal authority now. It's exactly the same legal authority that he had 6 years ago, and he didn't do anything about it. And since then, he has deported more than 2 million immigrants.
Fighting for you.
No, Kevin, yes. I logged 35,000 miles on my Chevy pickup in the last year.
I hope it wasn't a lease.
And it wasn't. And our roads aren't bad.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Good to have you with us. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO, we are talking about the Ferguson protests coming to the Treasure Valley. Do you believe it's that bad here? Also, we have a special guest who will talk to us at 735, our great friend Ryan French. We call him Hotel Ryan. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin, and hello to my mom out there. She's listening all the way in Southern California.
We appreciate that. Hello, Mom. You have a great son who's done great things. And sadly, coming up at 735, we'll say goodbye to you.
Yes.
Because in radio, we never say goodbye to folks, so we do want to... You're doing something great, something wonderful for yourself and this country, and we'll talk more about that at 7:35. But
we'll say see you later.
We'll see you in a little while. You'll be back.
Yeah.
Nobody ever comes back. All right. More with our great friend Ryan, Hotel Ryan here, coming up. And maybe you'll share some fun stories, some of your own takes on living and working with me behind the scenes.
I think I've got a couple.
I bet you do. And probably some of them that will be...
I think you've got a couple, too.
Yes, some of them will be. I'm very interested in your takes on this uncensored, unfiltered view of things.
Are we going to be uncensored?
Oh, you can do what you want, you know.
It is my last day, exactly, so I can do whatever I want.
Exactly. More coming up with our great friend Ryan coming up. 7:07 here at 580KIDO. We are talking about all the protesters, 10 of them, making a big deal. Is it really that bad? Let's go back to the phones, and we go to... Gene in CUNA with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend. How have you been?
Me? I have been living the dream.
Well, I guess. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I've been living the life as an outsider, kind of checked out for a while, but I'm back.
Well, that's good. I wasn't getting my Kevin Miller fix. I was having a hard time here.
Well, look, we had wonderful guests, David Horowitz, when he wasn't coughing all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I know. This thing with Ferguson, Kevin, I really don't know what to think. Coming to Idaho, come on, guys. I mean, we got much bigger things to worry about than Ferguson. And when all that was pretty much instigated by outsiders in the first place, the people I listened to that actually lived in Ferguson, they wanted nothing to do with the looting and the rioting and all that garbage that was going on. They really wanted to live a peaceful life. And yeah, okay. A colored kid got killed by a white cop. Okay, big deal. That happens, like, what, every day? Or if not more, and, you know, white people get killed by colored officers. Okay, well, so what? But you don't hear about none of that. And I heard one gentleman say that, well, I'm afraid to be black in America. You know, I'm afraid to be a black man in America now. It's like, oh, come on, get a life already. You know, you've been here for what, 20, 30 years, and... all of a sudden, now you're afraid to be black in America? Give me a break. These guys, I'm sure they've got bigger things to worry about than just the color of their skin, because if you cut one of these fellas, like me, you, or anybody else, they're going to bleed the same red blood that everybody else bleeds. So, you know, let's get over our petty differences and start, you know, start living like we're supposed to be living, like the good Lord wanted us to live. You know, be peaceful with each other, not always be... warring with each other and all this nonsense. I've often thought that if there's something going on in a certain state that really makes headlines and you see this thing day in, day out, hour after hour, that I'm wondering what the government's up to that they don't want us knowing about because they've got our attention averted elsewhere. Your thoughts, maybe?
I'm with you, Gene. I'll get, you know, here's the deal. We live in the best place on God's green earth, the Treasure Valley. We don't have, you know, we don't have crime, we don't have traffic problems, we don't have a lot of things. Right?
No. Well,
so why are these people stirring it up?
Yeah, I believe that they're not happy unless they're making somebody else's life miserable. And even then, it's like a lot of these Muslims over in Sandyland, you know, it's like they're miserable, so they take it upon themselves to make everybody else miserable. And even if they did, say they did control Iraq, or say they did control Iran, or Pakistan, or wherever, or North Africa, or someplace, well, then another group would come in, more radical than they, and then they would be fighting with each other. So they're not gaining any ground. Instead of being peaceful like they all claim they are, which I have yet to see, but
sure,
you know how it goes.
I'm with you. Gene, God bless. Take care.
God bless, my brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we go to Linda and Emmett with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm glad you're back in town. I missed you last week.
Now, wait a minute. You had a lot of compelling interviews with Phil Hardy that people complained about. David Horowitz. What'd you think of Diamond Phil?
You know,
he wasn't that good.
Nobody can live up to you. Nobody can live up to you.
Well, bless your heart.
Well, but to get back to the question, I don't see the chance of anything like what went on in Ferguson and then a whole list of other towns with...
Well, then why are these slappies protesting here?
What are they protesting? We've got the best place in the world to live, and some schmucks out there making it tough on people? Give me a break. God, makes me so angry. We've got so much. You know, people come over the borders and sneak in, and nobody's doing anything about it. The border should have been closed 20 years ago. And to expect us to pick up the balance of their over exuberance and what money they're spending.
No, you're right, Linda. Linda, I got to run, but thank you.
Okay, dear.
All right, appreciate the call. I mean, really, what the media is doing here, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's the torture report, whether it's the Ferguson-like protests, they're tearing people down. They're tearing this country apart. They're attacking the police. And I love how the NFL and the NBA and everything else, we don't know what's going to happen with the Eric Garner story. We don't know what's going to happen with the kid killed, unfortunately, by the Cleveland cop. By the way, the kid did have a BB gun, but he took off the red tip, okay? He took off the thing that will allow the cop to see this. The folks that called in said, I think he has a toy gun. That was not related to the police officer. So until, and look, I don't have an issue with this, until we are all going to strap on six shooters, not to be cliche-ish here, strap on six shooters and go take down the bad guys, pow, 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 I think this criticism of the police is unfair. 580-5436, and I think it's ridiculous that we have people protesting in the Treasure Valley. Kevin Miller in the morning, we go to Pro Life with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Pro Life.
You know, it is ridiculous that they're protesting, and I think that people that listen to the media are really not very intelligent. Of course, I look at it once in a while, but they're just driving all kinds of things, and we shouldn't pay attention to it. One of the reasons I'm calling today is...
I think it's impossible to ignore that, though.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's not reporting, it's propaganda.
Yeah, well, it is propaganda, and... one of the reasons I'm calling this morning is while Congress was passing the omnibus spending bill, the Department of Justice said that Indian reservations throughout the United States, even in states like Idaho, can grow pot and sell pot on Indian reservations. And that story is not broken yet, but it will. And you can Google that. It'll come up in the next few days. And I think it should be made a big deal, because the Department of Justice should not be able to do that. It's a state issue.
What are you talking about? They write the rules as they go.
Right, I know they do, and that's an impeachable offense. And I think that we ought to just throw a big fit about it. And I think that a sheriff, the governor, should say, no, we're not going to have pot on any of the reservations in Idaho. And so...
All right, we appreciate that. Thank you once again for making your own subjects. We go to Brian with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I am living the dream.
Glad to see you back in town and all the good stuff. Hey, perhaps a sing off with Tea Party Bob again.
Hello, Brian. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Take two.
So there was an incident this last October, Halloween. It was at a church event. And a teenager dressed up as an assassin and equipped themselves with a CO2 gun that looked just like a 9mm M&W, or excuse me, M&P, MNP as it's known. They pulled it out and began pointing it at someone, and I subdued them by tackling them to the ground until they started screaming, "It's not real, it's not real." It was a CO2 gun after the fact. They had borrowed from their brother, and that was a scenario where I'm glad that nothing more dramatic had come about from that.
So you tackled him, did you? What else did you do?
I tackled her.
It was a woman.
It was a female, 17 years of age.
A woman dressed up as an assassin?
She came to a Halloween party dressed up as an assassin, yeah.
But she won't do that again.
I don't think so. But so
why
yeah,
don't they? Why doesn't she dress up like Betsy Ross or something? Some female role model, Hillary Clinton.
She didn't probably learn how to sew or something like that, I suppose. So
your point anyway, is, Brian.
My point is that even in what was considered a safe environment, something can happen, and it simply means that every person needs to be prepared to defend themselves or others should they discern it necessary, though that's something they always pray never has to happen.
Yeah, but what do you make of the people here in Boise going, no justice, no peace, Black Lives Matter, all human life has value?
Well, I do agree that all human life does have value. I have every esteem for those who do serve our community and seeking to protect and serve as their motto qualifies, though at the same time, challenges that are met that they have every day. I'm not certain how do you say on one side, hey, I really appreciate what you're doing, but when a felony has been committed against myself or my daughter, yet you refuse to arrest anybody, that's where I have a challenge with that.
Brian, God bless you. Thank you for the call.
You bet.
All right, 7:18, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Coming up, Hotel Ryan leaves us. We'll find out why. 29 in Eagle, Idaho. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
The grand jury has decided that no criminal charges will be filed in this case.
How could we put our trust in the justice system when they fail us like this?
I can't breathe!
We are not going to let up until we see a strengthening of the trust.
This is ridiculous.
A strengthening of the accountability.
It's a homicide!
That exists between our communities and our law enforcement.
He's a murderer! A cold-blooded murderer!
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
There we have it at 7:24. Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone number is 580-5436. Coming up, we say goodbye to a friend, a colleague, a man of great intelligence, great patience. We're expecting a lot of him, and we're blessed to have him with us. He'll be moving on, and hopefully he'll be back. Our great friend Hotel Ryan will join us at 7:35. We'll talk a little bit about commitment. Before that, we are talking about these protesters here in the city of Trees, where people are mad and they're meeting every Saturday night. I guess it beats going out on the town. They are going out on the town. They're protesting and saying that the police here are bad. I guess that's what they're saying. That that Black Lives Matter, that they want their children to have the same freedom that they do everywhere else. I can't see in the Treasure Valley where that's an issue. And if you do believe it's an issue, we'd love to hear from you at 580-5436. I think these folks just have nothing better to do. And I guess I could be petty and personally insult them, but I don't know. Tom Munns joins us. It is the Christmas season. From TomMunns.com, a man who's been everywhere, but, you know, I missed you at Walmart. Everybody else came by to see me. Now, if we have a Christmas party, are you going to show up or are you going to give us the Heisman?
Oh, slam. Of course I'm going to be there. Well, I'm going to try to be there. If I have to work now, man. I'm a working stiff, so.
What do you think we call this? This is a tough gig.
Yeah, but I travel a lot. You know that. If it's.
They don't have any Idaho Falls. There's no Kevin Miller in Idaho Falls, is there?
You're darn straight, and I could go on a long diatribe about that. I miss you, man. Well, I'm glad it looks like you had a great trip. I'm glad you're back safe. I wanted to comment this morning on this whole big thing, and it's part of what I've been working on for a while. This issue between law enforcement and the citizens is created. If you take a step back and look at all the issues and not focus on the minutiae, you're going to see a general trend. And something called Cloward and Piven, which is to overwhelm the system, and a common agitator tactic for most totalitarians is to overwhelm the system to the point where we cry out in fear for a different form of government. You know, Obama coming out against law enforcement, it sounds like he's for law enforcement, but he's really against law enforcement.
But what do you make of these people that are sitting here protesting, saying that we're just as bad as everything else?
Well, you have to look who's running it. You know, I mean, it's very clear this has got a George Soros insignia on it. When you have the Communist Party USA and the American Socialist Party running these things, you can see the banners in all of these things. But look what happened when they did with the gays. They flew people in and bussed people in and drove people in.
Where did we go from? How do we get to the gays?
Well, I'm just saying that's how they work. When they have to implement an agenda, man, you know, they kill the conservatives on that particular issue because they're like a well-oiled machine. And we're out fragmented, and we don't want to align ourselves with the Second Amendment, or we don't want to align ourselves with JBS or whoever it is because we might be looked funny. You know, it's just if we don't get it together and we don't realize that this is an all-out assault against our local form of government, our national form of government, it's over. This is all planned. It's all planned. And just take a look at it. Since Obama's been in office, we've had school shootings. We've got TSA. We've got Benghazi. We've got ISIS. We've got Fast and Furious. We've got, you know, we've got the courts that are throwing out state constitutions. I mean, it's just an all-out over just. If you looked at all of the...
Oh, my gosh. And here I look, I had an optimistic view of today.
Well, you can still have your optimistic
view. You know, you have a great material, Tom Munns, at 580K Audio, but I'm going to give you some professional broadcasting advice. You need to be happy about the bad news. You need to go, oh, it's all falling apart. It's all, and say it with a smile and be, you know, hey, everybody, Benghazi, this, that, the other, but whoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Well, yeah. Hey, you know what? If all this wasn't going on, I wouldn't have a job.
you're right. It's kind of like working in the mall. If people were clean and there were no issues, you and I'd both be unemployed.
Yeah. So you know, and you know what? We're in a great time. We're in probably one of the greatest times in American history to be able to find out if patriotism will rise or patriotism will die.
Or it's time to, or whether or not we move to Montana. Tom, thank you for the call. Love you, brother. We go to Roger in Caldwell with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Roger.
Morning. How you doing, Kevin? Hey, I just have a quick question for you. These protesters in Boise and across the nation is, what do they know that the grand jury doesn't know?
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's just my question. We hear it all over, oh, protesting this, oh, we don't agree. What do they know that the grand jury doesn't know? How can they go out there and say, oh, well, this isn't fair and this isn't right? What do they know?
Maybe they don't like America. Maybe they don't like the police.
That's what it comes down to, I think. Move away.
All right, Roger, thank you for the call. We go to the painted toenail person, Liberal Steve at 580 KIDO.
I got my ruby Christmas red on my nail, toes and fingers. I got the bells on my shoulders.
You're still struggling for material, brother.
Hey, I don't struggle for nothing, sister. The thing is, I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great that these people are out there on the streets bringing attention, not to harm anyone, but just to get
you're
the
telling
word
me
out.
That you're telling me that there are issues with the police. Let's just be frank. There are issues with the police here in the Treasure Valley. The police that keep us safe from the gangbangers, the drug users, the prostitutes, the pimps. We're now going to attack the very institution that keeps us safe.
The gangbangers, the drug users, the pimps. No, that's not what it's about. They're responders. They're not going to keep you safe from anything. Okay? When it goes down, they're not there. If they are, you got lucky if it's going down against you. What's happening, though, is bringing to light some of the monsters that live within every large corporation, and policing is a corporation. It's every city entity is a corporation. It's run like a corporation, but there's those inside the corporation that don't follow corporate rules. And corporate rules are, when you apprehend somebody that's been doing something, you better.
7:31, you're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, the 580 KIDO, coming up more of your phone calls. But, you know, we always, in broadcasting, we always try and be real. And everybody says, hey, you got to be real. And something that I still struggle with to this day. And, you know, I've known about this for quite some time. A gentleman who has been with me for, oh, really everybody here at the radio family, but who cares about the other nitwits. How long have you been here with us, Ryan?
I think it's been just about 3 years, pretty close to 3 years.
3 years. I remember when he first came here, and now he's getting ready to leave us. And I thought, well, why not have him on? He's doing something very significant, very special. And here at the Kevin Miller Show, we try and, again, reflect and represent the values of not only this community but of the country. And so when I was talking to Ryan and he was counting down his days to leaving, I said, well, you have to come on and we have to talk about this because – this is something that happens in the living rooms and the kitchens and the high schools and the colleges of folks across our area and across the country. And I said, why don't we share that experience? And we have a very special way where we're going to keep in touch with Ryan when he leaves. And I don't want to spoil your announcement. So tell us where you're going.
Well, Kevin, in February, I decided to enlist in the Air Force, the Air National Guard more specifically. And so on Wednesday, I leave for basic training. And then I go straight to my technical school, and I will be right here doing radio with you again mid-July.
Well, it'll be good to have you back, but you've been waiting for this quite some time. The date has kind of floated for a while now.
The date was up in the air when I would actually leave. There were some other things that I was hoping would pan out, and they didn't, which was okay because I think it benefited me in the long run. It gave me some time to spend time here and, you know, work up to this last day and then also get ready to leave.
Well, why did you do this? Why serve the military? You're young. You can have fun. Your generation is the millennial generation. A lot of folks of your ilk have joined the military. A lot of people have just decided to play World of Witchcraft for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and I don't feel like doing that. I never got into witchcraft. You know, I decided to join just because I wanted to continue my education and go to grad school. And also, I actually tried to enlist back when I was about 18 or 19, and it just wasn't in the cards then, and I got to see a friend of mine go through it, and he's been in the Coast Guard for a while, and I got to see another friend join the Navy, and so just it's always been kind of in front of my face, and I've been a little jealous, and the cards were right this time, and it just seemed to be the best thing for me.
Well, yeah, I know you're going to miss your facial hair, and you know you had a great beard going here, but yeah. What does this say to you, your family listening right now in California? What would you like to say to them?
Well, hello to my mom, and I'm not sure if my dad is listening, but they're in Southern California, and I love them, and I miss them, and my aunt and uncle here in Meridian are listening also, and they actually wanted to say hi, and they listen in just about every morning, so you got that, Kevin. You got two people that listen.
That's great, and we got Mom and hopefully Dad in California. What about serving your country? You know, we talk about it, but you're actually living it. What is your expectation versus the reality? I mean, you're going to go to a place where they're going to tell you when to get up. They're going to tell you what you're going to do. It's going to be very regimented.
You know, that's something that I personally am a little bit used to with, you know, very competitive sporting background when I was in high school and when I was younger. So I'm okay with that. But as far as serving my country, I feel like the more that I can serve my country, the more my country will serve me back. It's a give and take.
Sure.
And I think that is something that everyone has to look forward to. And it's just it's part of our nation. It's part of what our Constitution is and what our history is. So why not go for it and do something bigger and greater and serve more people?
Now, what are you going to be doing during Christmas?
Let's see. I'll probably be running at least a mile and a half. I'll probably be doing a lot of push-ups and sit-ups.
You'll be working Christmas.
Yeah, you can call that working, I guess.
All right, so there is no Christmas holiday for the military.
You know, they might give me an extra biscuit with some gravy. I don't think I'm going to get any cake or dessert, and maybe a letter or two from some family or friends.
Our friend Bob, good for this gentleman. There's no greater honor than to serve your country on Ryan. If you're just tuning in, our friend Hotel Ryan getting ready to leave us. Coming back, but he's going to enlist in the military, already has. Bob, a veteran who served our country with honor and distinction, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
What are you? What's it been like going from Joe Civilian, though? You've been doing some classes and things. What's that like, getting acclimated to the military culture?
That's been real interesting because so I'll be out there, and you know, I'm not able to be in uniform yet. So they parade and march us around and just...
Really? They won't let you in uniform?
Not yet. Yeah, we can't. Yeah, I got to earn it.
Right. No, now, before I went to basic training, I was in high school, and one of my big shocks that happened to me is I had my hair long when I had some follicles, and the mullet was the hip thing.
Yeah.
And
you should bring that back.
You know, if I could, I would, trust me, but the follicles just aren't there anymore. And what I did is, you know, they gave me my uniform. I was so proud, so I went and changed, and yet my hair was down to my shoulders. And they go, you better get a haircut, get your military. Then they start yelling at me. And then that was the end of the long hair. And then when I was out of the military, I couldn't grow it again.
That's, man.
Now, this is compelling stuff. But, you know, if you'd like to wish Ryan good luck, 580-5436. We're all very proud of him. Getting ready to leave us. And to do things that people, you know, you're going to meet people from all over the country, really.
I'm excited for that because I'm not very well traveled here within the United States, so I'm excited to meet some people from some new areas and see some new things.
Now, and we'll get into this in a minute because you do have some, and we haven't gone over this. You can say whatever you want. Certainly, it's for the listeners' benefit. Some of your experiences behind the scenes working on this program.
I've been taking a couple of notes right here. I've got a little list.
Do you really? Yeah. The naughty list, I suppose. Yes. You know, doing the school thing and everything else. And you know, I think I've actually probably gotten you ready for the military.
I think for how early we get up and do remotes.
Right.
And go into the schools.
Right.
And then when everything hit the fan, the way that you...
Right.
You were like my MTI.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need a piece of paper. Where's this? Where's that?
Right.
Get up, get down, roll left, roll right. Yes. Now, this is going to be tough. Before we go to the... See if those headphones work there. You know, here we have this young man who, again, has been with our program for many, many years, leaving us during Christmas. And this is our way of saluting him and saluting all those brave men and women that honestly do this. You know, we always talk about for the troops, and we're going to have some lovely troop messages coming up here at 580KIDO, as we do every year. But we realize those just aren't anonymous voices. Those are actually, see, I'm even having you work here while you're doing your segment, trying to get the headphones to work.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, there's no those jacks. So what we'll do is we'll turn off the microphones and let people call in. But what I'm saying is this goes on all over the country. And when you have someone in a sub on the DMZ or anywhere else, you know, these are the type of young people that are keeping us safe. We go to the phones and we go to Jim and Star for Hotel Ryan with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Hey guys, hey Hotel Ryan, you're a good kid, man, and anybody that can put up with Millie like you do in those freezing temperatures out in Walmart parking lots, if you can do that, dude, you can handle the military. You'll be all right.
Appreciate that.
Hey, I want to give you a little tip, a little word of advice. if they send you out, what are you going to go? What are you going
to go? Now, wait a minute. Thank you for listening, Jim. Just get to it. Quit doing shtick. Let's go.
I'm not doing shtick. This isn't shtick. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be doing civil engineering.
Engineering?
Jim, okay. Get to the point.
Well, my point is this. I just want to make sure that if Hotel Ryan does have to take arms, that our government doesn't tell him that he's not allowed to shoot at the bad guys until he's shot at, because that's not really a winning strategy. And I just want you to keep yourself protected, buddy, and come home in one piece. Take care.
Cool. Well, thank you. I will do that. And, you know, I think the good thing is maybe I don't think I'll be overseas, and I think I'll talk strategy with them on your behalf once I get in.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. All right, Jim, thank you for the call. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. More coming up if you'd like to say goodbye to Hotel Ryan. By the way, what we're going to do is, and you and I talked about this, we're going to get your address. We're going to put it up on our website. We'll give it out to people. If you'd like to get letters, are you allowed to get letters?
I am allowed to get letters, especially during basic training. So basic training, I will get my first phone call, one of my only phone calls.
Hold on. 208-580-5436.
That's right.
I think... tell your folks there, tell the folks that are running the place that you have to call into the program.
Okay.
I think that'll pull a lot of weight.
You think so? We'll do it that way then?
You know what you really need to do? When you get there, you need to tell them what they're doing wrong. I think they like that.
Or I could have you guys write to me and then I could relay the message.
Yeah, exactly. Just recite it word
for word.
They
won't kill the messenger, right?
More coming up, though. Life in the military during the holidays, during the Christmas season. We'd love to hear from you. Those of you that have served... any advice that you would give our great friend Ryan, we would appreciate it. More coming up. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Time for traffic.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:54, Kevin Miller in the morning here. 580 KIDO coming up, but we'll talk a little bit about what Texas is doing and why they're following Idaho's lead. But before that, our friend Hotel Ryan with us getting ready to leave. So in the issue of entertainment purposes only, something funny, something hilarious, something worthwhile working here at the Broadcast Center. I know you get to work with a lot of personalities. How has this program been a unique experience in preparing you for life?
Let's see. This one is unique because it's the earliest start.
Now, we don't talk about others because you're not on with them. So
no.
Okay.
Never.
There we go. Yes.
So let's see. This would be the earliest start. I knew I was going to have to start getting up at 3 or 4 in the morning. So I was like, that's fine. I do that for Kevin Miller, for Promote Our Schools.
Sure.
Weekly basis. Let's see. A funny story. At one of our Promote Our Schools, the laptop that we were supposed to use wasn't working. It was a big cement cinder block school. No internet could get through. And so I think we went through 6 different laptops.
Yes, all while doing a radio show.
Yes.
Yes.
And we had to literally loan them and check them out from their media library there at the school to test out each one.
And then you heard me during the breaks, Ryan, why isn't this working? Ryan, where is the HR guy? Ryan, where's the IT guy? And then
I was sweating up and down the stairs.
Right. Good for the military. And then I see you hug the Chick-fil-A girl.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm going, dude, enough with the hugging. The computer doesn't work. Don't you know my life is the computer?
Hey, Chick-fil-A sandwiches and girls are a little bit more important to me, at least.
Our friend Emily from Chick-fil-A. By the way, I think my favorite Hotel Ryan memory will be our first flapjack feed. When, again...
out on the Grove?
Yes, yeah. Where technical problems, and you're a listener going, gosh, why is this happening? I remember I had a business owner come up to me and go, you SOB, you did this to me again, almost choked me because of technical issues. And we try, and you're the guy that makes that happen. That's the one where I felt literally so bad for you because I'm going, call this person, call them now. Kevin, it's 4 in the morning. I don't care! This is a broadcast.
Yeah, no one wants to answer their phones, especially for me at 4 in the morning.
They're always really happy to hear from you that there's a problem with the broadcast.
They're like, great, why wasn't it taken care of sooner? Like, what do you mean sooner? 3 in the morning?
Right, right. So anything else that – any funny incidents?
Well, let's see. Actually, I think my aunt wanted to know why you call me Hotel Ryan. I actually personally kind of want to know because it's been so long that I've forgotten why.
You know, there's a character on a show, and, you know, I just like the name Hotel Ryan. And it just fit you because, you know, you're just kind of – an ambassador, if you will. You can be in high-stress situations, but you never, ever reflect that. like when your military folks try and get a rise out of you, I think it'll be very frustrating because even when you're stressful,
I'll be frustrating them more.
You're always hugging the girl. Oh, well, quickly, we're going to go to your dad. Good morning, sir. You're on with Hotel Ryan.
Hey, Ray French here. Frenchie's here. Frenchie in the house.
Yes, I remember you from the Christmas party.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Well, we've got about a minute. What would you like to say to your son on the radio?
Hey, Ryan, just keep being the great big brother that you've always been, you know, and you always look out for other people. And this kid's a go-getter. He doesn't hesitate. He goes for it. And I know you're going to succeed at whatever you do, Ryan. Love you so much. Mom's here, and she loves you too.
And I love you guys.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Can't look forward to seeing you at graduation, Ryan. Take care. You guys all have a good day.
That's going
to
be awesome. Me too. I can't wait.
All right. Love you.
All right. He loves you.
Well, I love him too.
All right.
My mom and my dad.
All right.
Hey, love you too.
All right. Take care, Dad.
All right. Bye now.
Bye. Again, God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Kevin. And, you know, everything that you've done for me, I really appreciate also. And just being able to be here and be a part of this good station.
All the crazy nightmares, but give us your address and we'll write you. God bless our friend Hotel Ryan, Ryan French. Quickly now to trap. 7:59, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up next, we'll talk a little terrorism, talk a little guns, and we'll talk to you. Keep it here. Stay informed. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Serving Emmett.